They don't even know our limits. They don't know our limits.
Yo, straight up, sometimes we need to learn to let go. You cannot grab onto the right thing when you're holding on to the wrong thing. Let me tell you what I'm thinking. So I was doing this project, right? It's funny how real estate applies to everything in my life. I was doing this project. I did this flip. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was worth so much, right? I had this idea, this impression of what I was holding on to was valued at. With real estate, you quickly find out that the value of your crib is what someone will pay for it, right? It's not what you think it's valued at. It's what others looking into it will value it at. So as I was trying to sell, the value came in at this number that put me in a position where I was going to break even. Now, as someone who's doing real estate and flipping and doing other stuff, breaking even is not a loss, but it damn sure isn't a win. And so I wrestled with it because I got prideful. I got defensive. I got all these feelings thinking, man, they just don't value what I have, or other people don't see it, but I see it. Blah, 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 blah. Making excuses, right? When the reality of it is people determine, the market determines what the value of whatever I created is. And so my realtor was like, hey, you can either keep trying to create a false sense of value because you deem it so, or you can sell it, get all your money back, and move on to the next, to where there's a better location, better value, lower overhead, all these things. Put yourself in a better situation to succeed. Or sit around and hold on to this thing that nobody is going to pay what you think it's worth. Now, these are hard words to hear. And let me translate this to like relationships. You're holding on to a dude or a girl that even your own close circle doesn't value as high as you do. And the market, their opinion, is not deeming your investment a valuable one. You're losing on this flip. You think your guy slash girl has all the value in the world. You see it because you spent time remodeling him, her. You know, you spent time putting in the proverbial new bathrooms or the new kitchen, and you've put all this work in into an investment property or an investment person that you think is worth more because of the time that you've put in. And the market is telling you, nah, bruh, you're going to lose money on this one if you don't get out. A lot of times we hate hearing that. We hate hearing that we've put a lot of time, a lot of investment into something that at the end of it, we're going to lose on it. You're going to lose your peace. You're going to lose your patience. You're going to lose a little bit of your heart because you're investing in something that's not going to yield a return. And it freaking sucks. It sucks that I put that much time, work, money into something that's not going to yield what I thought it was. But I only have two options. I can either sit there and cry that the market is not valuing my thing, or sit there and cry and be upset that people aren't seeing in this person that I'm investing in what I see. Or I can understand that maybe, this person is not worth the investment. And I don't say that in a negative way. I think everybody is deserving of love. And I think everybody should be loved the way that they feel they deserve. So I'm not saying that this person isn't worth loving. I'm saying this person may not be worth loving by you. Okay, so example meaning, if I wait long enough, will somebody think this house is worth what I think it is? Yeah. Get someone in the right position, in the right place, they'll take anything. They'll settle on anything. Give somebody enough time and they'll buy the house. Not saying that my house wasn't worth it, but apparently nobody else thought it was. So it was a hard pill to swallow. But I had a choice. I can either hold on and keep trying to grind it out, or I can let it go and free myself up for a future possibility of something even better. And so that's what I chose to do. I chose to just let it go, cut ties. Today, I'm going to go see an investment property in a great area, low overhead, low investment, great return. Literally 2 days after I decided to let go of the other one. I don't know if I'll get it. I don't know if it'll work. But there's hope and possibility in my tenor now. As opposed to me being stressed or me being like, oh man, it didn't work. Now there's, hey, this could possibly work. This looks good. I'm starting in a much better place than I was with the other house or relationship. I realized while I was driving to work today, I'm an 8. I always knew I was an 8, but there was this interesting thing as I was reading this book or listening to the audiobook. Sorry, I don't read and drive at the same time. But within an 8, they have a hard problem with false facades. Okay. Translation, they don't like it when people BS. So they call it out. I've come to see and learn that we bullshit ourselves a lot. We make excuses where we want things to work. We compromise where we really should be standing firm, because everybody wants this ideal version of what love is in their mind. So we'll talk ourselves into anything. Very few and far between people will acknowledge and see that they're investing in something that's not worth it and then cut ties without having to go through a horrible breakup. This to me is my encouragement to you. If you can, and we all can, not be afraid to let things go. Don't be afraid that you're not going to get something in the future. Don't be afraid that this is the best you'll ever get. Don't listen or believe any of that crap. That's something that I had a full confidence in growing up. Whenever I had a breakup, I'd be like, I'll get better. And I don't know if it was ego or cockiness. I don't know what it was, y'all. But I firmly believed it. I just believed it. I believed that I was amazing. And I believe I deserved everything that I thought should come my way. So if anyone didn't see the value in me, I did not waste time convincing them. I have no time to waste on you convincing you how dope I am. If you can't see it, I'm not for you. And so I'll just let people go. Obviously, fast forward years and years and years, I found my queen and she sees it. I don't have to convince her. She just sees it. And I say that because I think every one of you deserves the exact same thing. You deserve to be seen. You deserve to be celebrated. You deserve to stand on sure ground. You know what that is? To stand on sure ground. I can't tell you how many conversations I have with some of my friends that are girls asking, well, why is he doing this? Why is he doing this? You know, I can't figure him out. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, damn, you're so dope. You deserve to be standing on sure ground. You're worth that. I don't know if you believe it, but I believe it. And so here's to you, men, women, who may be struggling through another breakup. I don't want to give you any cheesy rhetoric, but from the bottom of my heart, I promise you, if you let go of that which is not serving you, you open yourself up to the possibility of finding the perfect flip. I'll end the metaphor. The perfect person. You guys deserve it. I love y'all. I hope this is feeding to you guys. check out my link for all the good stuff. If you want to come and support, join the Patreon, and all that good stuff is in the description. I love you guys, man. Cheers.